Some Christian groups claim that the wine mentioned in the Bible wasn't as strong or did not have as much alcohol as the wine we have today. In fact, they claim that, quote, biblical wine had so little alcohol in it that one would have to drink huge amounts to become intoxicated. It was basically grape juice. And the only reason there was any alcohol in it at all was for preservation, which we now have no need for, so there's no reason to drink it. This claim comes from the "thou shalt not drink alcohol" wing of Christianity. It's not just that they have made a personal choice not to drink alcohol. They say you should not drink alcohol, and to do so is a sin. These people are typically your Baptist, Assemblies of God, and so forth. They believe any consumption of alcohol is sinful. This position has a problem since Jesus turned the water into wine. See John 2:1-11. And Paul tells Timothy to drink a little wine, 1 Timothy 5:23. Drink no longer water, but use a little wine for thy stomach's sake and thine often infirmities. As well as there are many other positive references to wine in the Bible. So they make this claim to justify their total abstinence position. But is it true? Of course, the Bible clearly warns against drunkenness, going so far as to say that the drunkard will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. 1 Corinthians 6:9-10. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor robbers will inherit the kingdom of God. So drunkenness is a sin that can send you to hell. Every Christian group recognizes this. But that is far different than saying all alcohol consumption is sinful. In fact, since Jesus turned the water into wine, and Paul tells Timothy to drink wine, then far from being a sin, drinking wine would be a good thing, and to say otherwise would be a grave sin, if their claim is proven to be false. So the question is, was the wine in biblical times lower in alcohol content than today's wine? Well, first we have to establish who has the burden of proof. The person who makes a positive statement or an accusation has the burden of proof. So the person who says wine in biblical times had less alcohol has the burden of proof, and the person who says that's false does not. This is further evident since the common understanding of the word wine is that of a beverage that has a significant amount of alcohol. So to say otherwise requires evidence to support that claim. No evidence is required to support the common understanding. So, in order for this to be considered true, evidence must be presented. If no compelling evidence is found, it must be assumed to be false. This means we must consider the source. An evangelical preacher, or even a professor at an evangelical college, though he have doctor in front of his name, cannot be considered to be a credible source. If all the evangelical preachers and pastors and all the evangelical professors at evangelical colleges are in agreement on this, it is irrelevant, since this is a major evangelical belief, and they would no more deny their doctrine than a professor at Notre Dame would deny the Pope is the successor of Peter, and the evangelicals wouldn't accept that Notre Dame professor as proof for the same reason. So what do mainstream historians and scholars have to say on the matter? They do not agree with those who make this claim. No mainstream historian makes this claim. It seems to just be a claim those who hold the thou shalt not drink belief make. But mainstream historians can be wrong and oftentimes make claims falsely to discredit Christianity. This does not mean they are wrong on this subject, however, so we cannot assume that. So if history cannot help us, the only other sources would be Scripture, sacred tradition, and the magisterium. This is relevant because if mainstream scholarship says one thing, but something different is clearly taught in one of the three sources of Christian truth, the Christian has the right, and in some cases the obligation, to believe the three sources over the scholarly mainstream source. For example, if mainstream scholarship says there was no worldwide flood, yet the Bible clearly teaches a worldwide flood, The Christian has the right to disagree with the mainstream source and adopt the literal interpretation of Scripture on this matter. Regarding the claim of wine in biblical times in question, tradition and the magisterium are against this claim. However, since it is the Bible-only crowd that makes this claim, we will need to see what the Bible says. Now, there are over 200 references to wine and strong drink in the Bible. It would be unnecessary, not to mention laborious, to quote all of them. Suffice it to say, there are some that are favorable to wine and some that are not favorable. The question is there any indication in the Bible that the wine spoken of was low in alcohol or could be used to support this claim? I would say not. In fact, I would say there are many that go a long way to disprove this claim. For instance, the fact that there are passages warning against drunkenness from wine, such as Ephesians 5:18, "Do not get drunk on wine," would indicate the wine in question had a reasonable alcoholic content. To get around this, some claim there were two kinds of wine spoken of in the Bible, one that was like grape juice or even was grape juice, and that's the one all the good references to wine are talking about, and one with high alcohol content, and that's the one all the scriptures warning against wine are talking about. No mainstream historian makes this claim, and the Bible makes no distinction. It just says wine. The Greek word translated as wine is oinos, which was the common Greek word for normal wine, wine that was fermented and alcoholic. The Greek word used for the wine Jesus created is the same word that is used in Ephesians 5:18. The wine Jesus made for people to consume is the same kind of wine Paul warns against getting drunk on. So the two types of wine claim has no merit whatsoever and must be rejected. Now, back to the general claim of biblical wine having very or little alcohol content. Let's look at a couple more scripture passages. Genesis chapter 9, verse 20. Noah was the first tiller of the soil. He planted a vineyard, and he drank of the wine, and became drunk, and lay uncovered in his tent. This wine that Noah made and drank could clearly get a man extremely drunk, and in the case of Noah, it was clearly an accident. Since the only righteous man in the world would not deliberately get drunk, this means the wine Noah was drinking had a high alcohol content. And since this is the first place the Bible mentions wine, the Bible must say if the alcohol content changed over time. Otherwise, we must assume it didn't. And of course, the Bible does not say the alcohol content changed. Psalm 104, 14 and 15 says, "Thou dost cause the grass to grow for the cattle and the plants for man to cultivate, that he may bring forth food from the earth and wine to gladden the heart of men." I don't know about you, but I don't get excited about grape juice. I'm not 5 years old. The fact that God brings forth wine to, quote, gladden the hearts of men means that it is for the intoxicating effects of wine that God gave it to us. So an attitude that says it's okay in moderation, but it's better just to leave it alone is false. The psalm makes it clear. It's a gift from God. Jesus would not have turned the water into wine for people to consume if it was better for them not to drink it. Paul would not have told Timothy to drink wine if it was better for him not to. Jesus would not have drank wine himself if it was better not to. By the way, the Jews accused him of being a drunkard, which means the wine he was drinking had a decent amount of alcohol in it. So in review, no mainstream historical source supports the claim that the wine mentioned in the Bible had a lower alcohol content than the wine of today, and there is no biblical evidence to support this claim either. It's just a claim that those who believe that all alcohol consumption is a sin make. This claim must therefore be rejected as erroneous, perhaps even heretical. If someone is watching this who holds a different view and believes that I am wrong, you must show me a mainstream historical source. I will not accept an evangelical or Protestant source. In other words, I don't care what your pastor said. Or show me where in the Bible it says the alcohol content of wine was low or non-existent.